It looks like voters in both Oregon and Washington will decide this fall whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Backers of an Oregon ballot measure submitted a final batch of petitions Friday to the Secretary of State. In Washington, a pot legalization initiative has already qualified for the ballot. The question now, are Northwest voters ready to say okay to getting high? Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If when you hear the word marijuana, you still think of Cheech and Chong,
man, I could probably smoke this whole joint, man.
Then get ready for a new marijuana branding campaign this fall. It's designed to banish from your mind images of bandanas, beards, and big fat joints. Here's a cleanly shaven Peter Holmes last year. He's Seattle's city attorney and a major backer of Initiative 502 to legalize pot in Washington.
Ending marijuana prohibition with free law enforcement resources.
Gone are the stoner slackers of the 70s. They've been replaced by button-down suit and tie guys. Take Paul Stanford standing on the steps of the Oregon State House after submitting 165,000 voter signatures to place the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act on the fall ballot. Like Peter Holmes, he's serious about legalizing Mary Jane.
We believe we're going to create tens of thousands of living wage jobs and put Oregon on the cutting edge of exciting new economic development.
But where are voters on this question? Pollster Stuart Elway says Nancy Reagan's words still reverberate.
There certainly is a strong state-owned drugs contingent here.
Even so, Elway says Washington voters are basically divided over the question of pot legalization. He thinks backers of I-502 aren't smoking something to think they have a shot.
We're expecting this year a large turnout, a younger turnout, because it's a presidential year.
In Oregon, sponsors are bullish, but 2 years ago, Oregon voters soundly rejected a marijuana dispensary measure. So which state, Oregon or Washington, is more likely to legalize pot? If it's a left-right issue, veteran Oregon political analyst Bill Lunch gives the edge to Washington.
I think there's plenty of evidence from recent elections that Washington is to the left of Oregon, at least in terms of voting behavior.
Even if Northwest voters say yes to pot this fall, that doesn't mean Cheech and Chong are suddenly law-abiding citizens.
Talk it out, man.
It's still against federal law, and that could mean lawsuits, injunctions, and a long waiting game while the courts sort things out. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.